happen suddenly when the disco duck moves uncomfortably down the street, nervously eyeing his new white shoes. He feels something sliding down one of his legs, clinging to his pants, flowing over the rim of his socks, splattering the sidewalk. People stop and watch him go by, staring at his legs. His face reddens, a stench assails his nostrils, and he wishes he were dead. Other pedestrians begin to mutter disdainfully, finding it difficult to accept the sight of a grown man soiling his pants. Stray dogs sniff and avoid him. Children pinch their nostrils and laugh. He stops, squints his eyes, cringes nervously, like a hyperactive poodle. This would have never have happened to John Travolta. He doesn't know what to do, so he stands inert and steadily fills his lower half with the remains of past meals. Vienna sausage, beef pies, peanuts and cream corn oozing like a mudslide, thick and warm on his skin. Kept on coming, and no amount of willpower would stop it. He grunts, and his anal muscles flutter loosely, but audibly nonetheless. Then, like a disco beat, gas follows the solids, and his mind is further numbed by his smelly blatancy. He retreats deeper into his inertness. Christ, he thinks, I can't go to the dance like this. Ghost of this realization, reality explodes, sharply reviving his sleeping brain. He turns, bolting towards his home, and slips on a substance coating the underside of his shoes. He has no sensation of falling, but he is briefly aware of his head slamming the pavement and the strobe-like pulse of his skull cracking.
Thank you.